tazkiya for all of that is loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
So the cure for everything is true love, because this is the ultimate real true love. There is no other true love except loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is because only the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is perfect, and he is our route to loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the only true love. And so those who are, which is the vast majority of us in the world, all of humanity, wants this. We want true love. It's one of the things perpetrated in all the media, any realm of the media. And so they have that aspect right. That is what our route is in this world, to seek true love. But obviously, they're looking at it in the wrong places. And so, but we have that door, which is the right door to true love, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is the cure for all of our problems, the panacea for everything. And then the good news about that is there's no cure for true love. And so that's what I was alluding to last time, meaning so that if we have true love, and inshallah may Allah grant us that increasingly and evermore, forevermore, till eternity, our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if we have that, then that means when we say we love our friends or we love our parents, which we do automatically, but then those times come where we're tested with that love. For instance, a parent says something that hurts us, or they don't understand us. There's many examples in our time where the second generation, for instance, wants to practice the deen, and the parents coming out of colonialism, they haven't had this intense desire, and so there's clashes happening within families. And so where parents may be more in the secular mold, and their children, the second generation, want to practice the deen more and more. So then how do you solve this problem? It's again through true love. So if we have true love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what we'll find is that these rocky moments, and where the ship is not sailing smoothly, then falling back on our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is what will carry us through, and it will help us with our delivery. A good example is to take the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's anecdote when he was in the outskirts. I forget whether it was Medina or Mecca, but he was. It must have been Mecca actually. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was walking, and he ran into an old woman who was. She had some goods with her. And so the Prophet ﷺ took her goods and just wanted to walk her all the way home. And she started speaking to the Prophet ﷺ, and then they touched upon this topic about, she started saying, you know, there's this man who claims to be a prophet. And can you imagine the gall of this man thinking he's a prophet, and all these things, all these horrible things she said. And not knowing, of course, she was walking with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and her goods were being carried by him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't say a word. He just continued to listen to her and maintained her company. Whereas he could have just said, "Okay, that's it. That's the parting between you and me. And this is who I am." But he continued to carry her goods and continued the constitutional with her. And then finally, when she was at her destination, she said, "You know, next time I want to look for you, you know, who do I ask for? What's your name?" And so, of course, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wasn't about to reveal it until she asked. Then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam revealed who he was, and alhamdulillah, she took the shahada right then and there. So this is the example that we have before us, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we can get a little bit of that into our life when it comes to these clashes that occur within families, when we have misunderstandings, we fall back on this immense example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is where we get our true love. Then we can, from that, we can extract true love for the others around us. If we don't have true love, this real perfect true love, which is love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we can't really say that we have true love for those around us. Because then what will happen is, when someone hurts us, then we might get angry, astaghfirullah. We might, in the worst case scenario, it would break a bond. This is happening all over the ummah. people are more dedicated to brand names in their life than they are to their friends. So, astaghfirullah, these are astounding things that are happening. I mean, people, going back to speech and watching what we say, people get hurt. So if we have a true love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, we won't get hurt as easily. So it's a protection for our heart, actually. So if someone says, for instance, sisters, for instance, get upset for little things that people say. Like, for instance, if someone assumes they're older than they are, sisters get extremely upset and they might not talk to that person. These are all things I overheard. And you know, subhanAllah, in most cases, by the way, these are sisters who get upset are those who are not wearing hijab. So I would recommend if you get hurt by people misjudging your age or whatever, wear a hijab. Then even if they're wrong, you could say it's usually from not knowing how you look without your hijab. So it's a protection there. But all these silly little things, and I'm mentioning it because people do take it way too seriously. These are just superficial things. And if you have love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, none of this stuff means anything. It all sloughs off, and you end up laughing at it. And going back to the real matter, which is, where are we on the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where are we on that love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So inshallah, may Allah increase our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everyone has a different definition of love, but the true love is what will really teach us any aspect of the other loves which we are allowed to have. Obviously, we want true love in the dunya as well, and we want that love for those around us. There's a line in the Arabic language, "Muru'atuka i'fa'uka an taqsiri ghayrik." Real chivalry is overlooking the shortcomings of others. So the one who has true love is the only one who will be able to overlook the shortcomings of others. Because this is, subhanAllah, the other facet of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Though he is perfection in the created realm, he is the most perfect of the creation, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the first to overlook all of the shortcomings of others, in fact, forgive all those who vilified him, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. So if we have that, if we get that true love, then inshallah all of these other things around us will really slough off of us, and inshallah our main task at hand will be predominant in our lives. Jazallahu anna sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam wa ma'ahu ahli. Jazallahu anna sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam wa ma'ahu ahli.